Start today, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, 15th of Cheshvan, 30th of October, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi Lipschitz, Shlita, the Koch of Tfilah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, Lichvod Simchas Hanasun of Yecheskel Weinberg and Lee Below. Has to take place in Mitzvah Shem, Simon Tov Model Tov on Wednesday. He wrote Sen Shim Nebais, Neman Bisrael, Lashem, Velisilo.
Good morning, everyone. As my brochure will go on Koyach HaTfila, I want to start with the Tfila. I heard that Kenai Nahora, this is going on almost for 19 years, and to find every day a Baal Darshan should give a topic and should speak and should do something, it's a more difficult thing, and people are putting a lot of koyches. This is mamish tzorchei tzibur be'emuno. So for all the people organizing this, I want to wish from my heart a tefillah. Kol ha'oyiskim etzorchei tzibur be'emuno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalem schorom. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands how much koyach, how much you put in, and only He's able to pay this back. As we are now standing in very difficult days for Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the MS is all over. Wherever we go, we hear stories of protests and other things. Klal Yisrael is not in a matter of everything is okay. We understand more and more that we have to daven. And the question that comes up is, what is my tefillah going to do? What is my tefillah worth? So I would like to start with two questions regarding this week's parsha and last week's parsha, and see what we can learn from there and try to go a bit on with the story. This week's parsha, the parsha starts, Avraham Avinu had Bris Mila, and Avraham Avinu waits to see and to some guests to bring them in to give out his power. That power was Midas HaChesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu Hoitzi Chamo Min Artiko. He shouldn't work, but for Avraham Avinu, it hurts that he can't help anyone. So he sends out three malochim. Rashi brings down, why did he send three malochim? Says Rashi, the first malach came to tell him that he's going to have a son called Yitzchok im Yirtze Hashem. The second malach came, lerapoisoi, to give him a refuah sheleimo, and to go and save Loit from Sdom. And the third malach is the malach that is going to be hoifech es Sdom v'amoiro. It's going to destroy Sdom v'amoiro. And if we will take a minute and try to understand what's going on here, we'll see that something is not correct. There's an old Yid, 99 years old, just went and had a very difficult surgery. He's lying in bed the third day after the surgery, almost no koiches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be him a Sameach. So I understand that he sends him over a Malach to tell him, you'll have a boy. Im Yirtze Hashem, you're 99 years old, you'll have a boy. This gives him powers to have a better refuah. Gives him Simcha. Could go on. The same thing the second Malach. The second Malach is here l'rapoisoi, to give him a refuah shelemo. Also to tell him, I'm going to save your nephew. Don't be afraid, it's okay. Everything is going to be fine. This gives him koyach to continue in his refuah. I don't understand the third malach. The third malach is coming to tell him, what am I going to do? I'm going to destroy a whole city. He knows that the midah of Avraham Avinu is chesed. Help someone else. He's now in a very difficult matzav. You are going to make him harder now? You're going to tell him that you're going to destroy a city? You're going to hurt his heart? Why? You're coming to help. You're not coming for a negative point. This is the first question. A second question, I want to go back to last week's parsha. Avraham Avinu hears Kinishbo Ochiv, Loit, is in the hands of four strong Malochim, probably the most powerful Malochim in these days. He doesn't think twice, he just runs and goes, and he's trying to go and save Loit from the hands of the four Malochim. Reb Tzodek HaKohen asks a few questions on this. He says, the first question is, you need to have a bit of logic. You're not running like a Meshigana and doing stuff that has no sense. You know very well that you have no chance to win against four strong kings. Why are you going? Why are you trying? No sense. Then he asks, that the Pasuk says, Vayorek es Chanichov, he gave klei milchoma to his Chanichov, his kids, his Bnei Beisai, his Talmidim, everyone. And then he says that they went with him 318 people. And he wants to know, what's that number, 318? What's his gula? What's 318? And he says, even though we will learn like Rashi, that 318 is begematria Eliezer, so the Poshuk should say, he took Eliezer and he went, he made a melchoma. Why comes the Torah here, it's the only place where he's not giving out the name Eliezer, and he gives a gematria, 318. So these are a bit the questions that we have to find a logical answer on and to see what's going on with those parshas. To be able to understand this, I want to bring out a Moiradik Sforna on this week's parsha. And the Sforna says also in the beginning of the parsha, where the two Melochim, the three Melochim are coming over to Avraham Avinu, and they ask him, Aye Soro Ishtecho, where's Soro your wife? And he tells them, Hine bo oyel. So they tell him, bring her, we have to tell her something. And they also want to be Mesameach Soro, and they tell her, you should know, you're going to have a boy. Says the Pasuk, Vatitzchak Soro bekirbo. Soro was laughing away. Joke? Old lady, 90 years old, I'm going to have a kid? She was laughing away. And Reb Tzodek says, I don't understand. Let's say it's not logic. Let's say it's almost impossible. Someone comes and gives you a bracha. Give you a bracha, Mir Sashem, you should have a boy in a year time. You're not laughing him. You're not laughing in his face. Say, Omein Kenya Hirotzoin, thank you very much for your bracha. Laughing?
Bekirbo, she hated that she was laughing.
Maskim. Rashi brings that Bekirbo, it's maybe inside. But even when someone laughs inside, you see on the face that where's that Omen Kenya Hirotzoin? It wasn't a minimum. Tell him, thank you very much. It was so kind of you. I really appreciate your bracha. This is not bring, the Torah doesn't bring that down. The Torah says, was a matz of tzchoik. Says the Sforna, why did she laugh? Why did she laugh? And I want to read out a few lines of the Sforna because I think the words that he says here are a moiradika yesod for all Klal Yisroel. And he says like this, Shechoshvo, she thought, Shehoy dvar ha-malach birkas novi bilvod. She knew that the guys are coming here, they're not stam arvim Arabs. She knew there's something more going on. She thought, it's a novi. And a novi comes to give her a brocha, a novi. Ke'inyan Elisha, a novi on the same level as Elisha a novi. Loi nevuo v'shlichos okel yisborach. She didn't think it's a shlichos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'choshvo shelo yusak ze bizkeinim bebir kashum novi. She thought when a novi gives a novi can bring a brocha on a certain madrega. To go high, it doesn't go. Why? Ki omnom lehoshiv habachrus achar hazikno. To bring back the young years to an older person, a woman of 90, to make Soro be able to have a kid in her age is trias amesim. And to make trias amesim, zulosi b'mitzvah sokel protis. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make trias amesim. Till here, everything is nice and fine. I could understand. The Sforna gives us a few more words. Oy, Kodesh Baruch Hu could make tefillah, oy, bitfilo maseges chein meitoy. If it would be a tefillah, a person davening, then a person is capable to make tchiyas ha-meisim. This is the power of tefillah. This is the koyach of tefillah. It's stronger than a birkas novi. Every person in this world, when he's giving out a tefillah from his heart, and we'll see soon what means a tefillah of the heart, is capable to make tchiyas ha-meisim. That's the chiddush of the Sforno. And I think the chiddush goes even more. You tell, yeah, what the person davens, it's meshane de teva, it's me'al derech ha-teva. It's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world the koyach ha-tefillah. This is the part of the teva of this world. Where do I see this? Where do I see that a person that davens could make tchiyas ha-meisim, and it's not a nes? It's teva. We have a Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis. And Rashi says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria, was made the third day, the tzmochim, the grass, the trees, everything was done the third day. Says Rashi, V'chol eise v'asode, but the grass, terem yitzmoch, did not come up yet. Adain lo yitzomach. Even though that in the third day, v'toitze ho'oretz, even though the ground wanted to give it out. Says Rashi, why? Ki lo yhimtir, because there was no rain. Asked Rashi, umatam lo yhimtir. Why wasn't there rain till now? Says Rashi, lefi she'odom ein la'avod yisadomo. There was no person should work. So I don't need rain. Says Rashi, no. Not only I don't need rain. Ve'ein makir betoivoson shel kshomim. Doesn't understand what the rain is for. וכשבו אדם ויודע שהם צורך לעולם, when Adam Rishon came to the world and he understood we need now rain, he spalel aleihem veyordu, gave a tefillah, one shtikel tefillah, then the rain came and then everything could start and come out. So tefillah is not a mechutz lederech hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in the world the koyach that when a person davens, the tefillah makes that everything works on a teva de koyfen.
His problem is that Sarah had lost the physical ability to have children.
Says the Sforno, you're right.
There's no potential there.
100%.
With the world in creation, the potential was there, and without being bought it.
Says the Sforno, that when you daven, it's changing the world's way in a teva de koyfen. It's not a me'al derech ha-teva. Tfilo makes trias amazim in this world. The problem is we don't believe in it. We don't believe. Yeah, I'm davening, I'm saying a few words. And this is why our tefillahs, we'll see soon, are probably not enough being miskabel. If a person would know that he has three times a day the ability, and not only three times a day, every single second, something is going wrong, and he knows that when he will have a tefillah from his heart, and he knows for sure, he has to believe in it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mekabel the tefillah. The teva in this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel the tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to pray because this is the derech, how we work it out. I'll soon give an example where everyone here in this room probably is doing things like tefillah daily. He doesn't chap it, and then you'll see how tefillah is working. We'll arrive to it in a few minutes. True, she didn't have a rechem, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu made in this world that when you're davening, when there is tefillah, she gets a rechem, not because it's a nes. This is the way. This is the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave letfiloson shel tzadikim, not because they are going to daven, they are going to make big nisim. No, he put in this world a derech that when you pray, when you daven, the world is continuing his way by doing certain things that in your eyes is a big nest. No, it's not. It's not a nest. It's teva. And every person has this potential. Just believe.
The Sforno mentioned Elisha. Elisha was a Novi who was Machayim Esim.
True.
And then he says, but only the Rabbi Nishlai, not the Novi, can do it.
Elisha went and gave him the stick, and it says Elisha prayed. Elisha put in tefillah. Elisha had to put in tefillah. Of course, for Elisha it would be much easier. He's a much higher madrega than we are. Our koyach tefillah, we have to believe much stronger that something like this should happen. Elisha was in such a big madrega that for him, tchias amesim, he understood this is teva. When he went to Gehazi and he gave him a stick, go be mechayim mesim, I understand that when I give you the stick and I will pray, it will work. There's no chance it won't work. Gehazi broke the tefillah. He took it away. So Taka Elisha had to go back and be mechayim mesim on a very high level. But the tefillah makes tchias amesim, like this says the Sforno. Now, when we have this yesod, let's go back to our questions. Our first question was, we have three malochim. The first one is coming to give chizuk to Avraham Avinu. We're going to have a child. The second one is gives him her refuah. The third one tells him, I'm going to turn over Sdom. Why hurt Avraham Avinu? Moira v'raboisa is not hurting Avraham Avinu. This is one big shlichus. The shlichus is, you understand that getting a child is tchias ameisim, is tefillah. This will give you also a refuah, so you understand the potential of davening. You are midas achesed. You don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn over Sdom v'Amoro. Dafka now, in your matzav, shlishi lemilo, you're sick in bed, the potential of the tefillah is even much stronger. Avraham Avinu, we are going to tell you, we have no braira. We are going to turn over Sdom. But you have the power to stop us. Give us one tefillah from your heart. This is what will stop of Sdom of Amoira. That's why it wasn't a negative point to Avraham Avinu. It was a positive point. Take that koyach that you understand you're going to have a child. He did not laugh, even though we see later that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, there was an inion of tzchoik, but there Rashi points it out. But now he didn't laugh. She laughed. Avraham Avinu understood that could be be koyach hatfilah, I can have a child. You understand the potential? Very good. You should know I'm going now to Sdom v'Amoiro. Use that potential. Stop us of turning over Sdom. And that's why straight after this parsha, when the Melochim are leaving, the first thing Avraham Avinu does, he goes to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why turn over Sdom? He tries to. He tries again and again and again and again. But if the Koyach HaTfilah is so strong, he tried 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. By 10 he stopped. Go on. You have a koyach in your hand. You have it. You can do tchias amesim. Why do you stop? More. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was lying in bed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes over to him and he tells him, I'm going to turn over Sdom. And Avraham Avinu tries to speak and tell him, don't do it. And when he sees it doesn't work, the Pasuk tells us, Vavrom shovlim koimoy. Avraham Avinu went back to his place. He didn't have to go back. He was at home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. He doesn't have to go. So why does the Pasuk tell us, Vavrom shovlim koimoy? Avraham went back. Avraham didn't come to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. It's the same. Avraham Avinu, in the beginning, tried to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very logical way. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to turn over a place where the Ayyidim, where the Tzadikim, who work and do Avodas Hashem, who have Emunah, you can't do that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, you're right. If I have 50 people in this town, like you're asking, they do what I want to, I won't do that. It wasn't a tefillah. It was a logical conversation. He went from 50 to 45 to 40 to 30 to 20 to 10. By 10, he made a kalvachoyma, says Rashi. Noyach was 8 people, together Betziruf is 9. So if Noyach didn't work by Noyach, so here it also won't work. Avraham is not miyush. Avraham doesn't have yush. When he understood that by a logical conversation, I won't get what I want, Vavrom shovlim koimo, the Gemara in Brachos says, Davovom et beis, kol hakoiveya, if a person is koiveya a place where he should be able to daven daily, Elokei Avraham be'ezroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his tefillos and helps him out. Tells us the pasuk, after I had a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I tried on a logical way to save Sdom and it didn't work. So Avram Shav, Avram Avrinu went back limkoimoy to the mokoim atfila. Then he started to daven and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to save them. You have to. It's not he went back to his place, a physical place. He went to daven. This is the power of tefillah. So I see already people thinking, wow, he went to daven, but it didn't help. Zdoim v'amoyro were gone. So your whole drosh is working out. Koyach hatfilo, it did not help. Moira v'raboy said, it did help. The second malach that came to Avraham Avinu tells him two things. L'rapo yisoy, u'lehatzil esloit. I'm going to save one person, Lot. When the Malachim arriving there, they're taking Lot, his wife, his two daughters, and they also ask him, all your family, Lot Rebenoisov, and married children, whoever is here in your family, take them. This wasn't the Shlichus. The Shlichus was to save Lot. This was the Koyach HaTfilo. The Koyach HaTfilo of Avraham Avinu went so far that even though that the family of Lot was not in the Aftoche after being saved, by davening, he saved those people. By davening, he took them out. He was Mechaya Mason. Those people were dead people. This is Triyas HaMason. And like this, we could also understand our second question. Our second question was, Avraham Avinu, how are you going out on the Milchuma that you know you're going to lose it? You have no chance. You're a dead man. Avraham Avinu knew that going out on a milchuma and to be a dead man, there's no such a thing by Klal Yisrael, a dead man. Because even if I need Chiyas HaMeisim, I have a koyach. And this koyach is called tefillah. Where do I see that? Vayorek es chanichov. He gave weapons to his chanichim, to his kids. Which weapons? 318. 318 is begematria, shin yutches, siach. Next week, or in 2 weeks' time, Rashi says, Vayeitze Yitzrok lo suach vasode, says Rashi, what's lo suach? Lo shoim tfilo. He took the 318, he took that, koyach of tfilo. He understood the only thing that could help me to win 4 strong kings. Normally, Bedech HaTeva, I'm a dead man. No, I'm not a dead man, Bedech HaTeva. Because I have a koyach of tefilo. So the weapons that he gave to his children weren't real weapons. Ein o umo azo elo koycho befiem. Their mouth, this is the strongest weapon we have. A koil koil Yaakov. The koyach tefilo. And even if we learn that it weren't 318 people, it was Eliezer. This is the only place in the Torah where the Torah does not mention Eliezer, because the Torah wants to say us one big chiddush. He and Eliezer went to the side and they used 318. He and Eliezer used the koyach tefillah to daven. And when you daven, you win. Even against 4 strong kings. And it's not michutz lederech hateva. That's the teva in this world. When you daven, you win the milchoma. This is the koyach tefillah that we see in the last few parshas. More than that, why did he take Eliezer? The name Eliezer, we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, he also gave his son the name Eliezer. And he explains, why did I give Eliezer? Ki Elokei Ovi Be'ezri. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping me. The name Eliezer gives out that nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me wherever do I go. How does he help me? Koyach tefilo. And that's why I took Eliezer together with him to pray, to daven, because he knew that with this koyach, he will win this milchoma. We have mentioned before the koyach tefilo, and everyone asked, it does work, doesn't work. Yes, everyone has that potential, but where do you see a person is making a true tefillah? And to this nekuda I want to arrive now, because this will help us. I have a few more minutes. Shmuel Anovi, says the Gemara in Brochus, was moira halocha bifnei Eli HaKohen. And the halocha is, Amoira alocha bifnei raboi, chayev misa. Eli HaKohen wanted to kill Shmuel. And he goes over to Hannah and he tells her, I know this is a special child for you. Don't be afraid. I promise you, gives her a promise, I will give you a gavro rabo minei. I promise you a child who will be bigger than this child. And when Eli promises, he has a guarantee. And the question is, she understood he's a moira alocha bifnei rabbi. She also understood that she will get a better boy than she has now Shmuel. And Shmuel was already shokul keneged Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe v'Aaron b'choy hanov u'Shmuel b'choy reshamoy. So why doesn't she take the deal? Take the deal, go for it. Says the Maharsho. The Gemara says, the Maharsho explains it. El hanar hazeh hispalolti. I prayed for this child. Not, I didn't pray stam. I've put in tears and tears and tears and tears. A tefillah with tears is not the same. You can promise me child will be bigger, a better head, a more mutzlech dik. But a child that I prayed for with tears, this you can't give me. You can promise me a lot, but a real tefillah with strong tears, I know that this child at the end will be even stronger and better than the best child you could ever give me. And the Maharsho says, Moshe v'Aharon b'choyhanov, like Moshe v'Aharon were koyhanim, they had the koyach to help klal Yisrael, like koyhanim gdolim, going lifnai v'lifnim, u'shmuel b'koyrei shemoy. Shmuel had the same koyach as a koyin gadol lifnai v'lifnim, how? By tefillah. When Shmuel davened, it helped. Where did he have this koyach from? He got it from his mother. He understood when you pray, you cry, you put the tefillah like you have to, you break the teva. Not you don't break the teva. The teva goes with you. The tefillah changes the way of life. The Divrei Chaim said once, he's not afraid from anything in this world. He's afraid from one thing. A tefillah with tears. A tefillah with tears, this is the only thing in the world he's afraid of, because he knows that this could break everything. This is a koyach tefillah. And we could go on and on. I want to mention a Zohar HaKodesh. And this Zohar would take out this Nekuda. The Zohar says in Parshas Noach that after the HaKodesh Baruch Hu made a marble, Noach comes out and he sees the whole world is destroyed. Nothing is there. He's starting to cry. Hitchil boicha. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're rachum, you're a chanun. You had to be merachem al bonecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Raya shatye, you're a shoyta. How could we say it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it to Noach. Raya shatye, you're a shoyta. Why are you a shoyta? Achshov atu mevakesh rachmin? Now you're asking for rachmin? Kshomarti lecho keitz kol bosor bo lefonai. When I told you that the matzav is, it's over. Vehineni mashchisa mesoris, I'm going to destroy the world. Lo yosisi kolo iku vaze. I did not wait 120 years. I did not wait just for one thing. Elo kedei shetispaleg. And the Zoya continues and says, Ve'ilu hoyo mispalel, ilo hoyiso mispalel, hoyiso mevate lagzeiro. If Noach would make one tefillah, one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop the gzeira of destroying the world. One tefillah against all the chatoim in this world, one tefillah would stop everything. This is the koyach ha-tefillah.
So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Davrom's tefillah?
What?
So why was...
When?
When Davrom davened.
What for?
Before he didn't listen.
He did. He saved a part of his family for it. We don't know how much. Tefillah does help. And this is the nekuda I want to give out today. We daven and daven and daven and daven, and a lot of time you tell yourself, my trick doesn't work. Stop to think like that. Try to see a bit more in and understand, and you will see that your tefillah did something. Your tefillah helped. Maybe it's not like you pretended it should be and you made the whole picture out of it. It has to be like this and like that and have to be a millionaire and I don't know. Stop. Take a few moments and think and see, my tefillah does work. My kids, Kanai Nahara, they grow up and I have so much nachas from them. Baruch Hashem, my family is healthy. And look at the other ones. Your tefillah helps day daily, you just don't believe in it. You all use that koich of tefillah without understanding. Every day you say, Siri, please put on the live. Alexa, make me music. You use your words. And those words work. There's music coming out. The lights go on. This is the koyach atfilo. You use them. Use the same koyach that you say Siri, Alexa, or just another name, and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, put me on the light. This is koyach atfilo. I want to finish with a maisa. Loi hamedrish ikor elo hamaisa. There's a moiradika story. Rebunim Ipshisra, the Rebbe Rebinim, was a Talmud of the Choyzer of Lublin. The Choyzer, every Motzei Yom Kippur, all the Talmidim went to say to him a good year. And the very close Talmidim, the Choyzer had Heilige Eugen, big eyes, and he told his good Talmidim, he told them what's going to happen to them in the coming year. Every Talmid knew, Motzei Yom Kippur, what's going to happen to him in the next coming year. One year the Rebbe Rebunim passed next to the Choyzer, and the Choyzer tells him, Rebinim, and he was a very wealthy man, tells him, Rebunim, this year you lose all your money. It's over. Okay? Comes out, he arrives home, his wife became very ill, he started to take the biggest doctors, and another doctor, and eventually he lost all his money. But he has to bring parnasa. So he went to Warsaw, he tried to make some more business. Now, Rebunim was a very wealthy man, he didn't go to a 2-star hotel, he went to a 5-star. So he also now went to a 5-star hotel, and they knew him already. They gave him his nice room. He sits in his room and he's trying to make here business and their business. And whatever he does, he loses his money. After a week, he didn't know what to do. And after a week, they're knocking on the door. They're just pushing in the bill of the last week. And when Rebunim sees the bill, he's starting to cry. He's crying. He said, "Such a chilul Hashem. I'm shomer Torah mitzvahs. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me?" And while he's crying, they're knocking on the door. And he opens the door, there's a shliach. The biggest oyster in Warsaw was called Tomor. Tomoril was an almona, was a very wealthy woman. And she knew that Rebunim is here and doesn't have money. She heard already. She knew that he has very good connections. And she wanted to make a big business deal with a poritz. And she knew that he could work it out. So she sent a shliach and told him, "Listen, I need you should help me out. I'll give you 20%. When he saw that money's coming in suddenly, he said, "Oh, so Kodesh Baruch Hu changed something. I don't know what, but something changed." He said, "I'm not doing it only if I get 50% of the deal." So the guy goes back and tells it to Tomoril. She got angry. "I'm trying to help him out, to give him money. And he comes and demands 50%. No deal." After a few days, she saw that the deal is not going through. She needs him. She did not have a brayer. She went over. She promised him 50%. He made the deal. And he became even wealthier than what he was before. And he went back, mamish as a oishal. On the way home, he came into the choyzer. And he was just opening the door. He didn't say a word. The choyzer said, "A tefillah with tears, I didn't mean. Against a tefillah with tears, I can't do anything. I can promise, I can tell you what will happen. One tefillah with tears could break up everything." So my bracha to you all is, we know what a koyach we have, what a power we have. Now we need it even more than any other time. Klal Yisrael needs big yeshuas. We should take that power. We should take a tefillah with a few good tears and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we know for sure it's not Ma'al Derech HaTeva, it's Derech HaTeva. And with the tefillah of everyone here, we will be Zoichel, Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash, Bimeiro, V'Yomeinu, Amen.